Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady B along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, watch what you say. Your first time with us, I am SD, and Lady V and I are so glad you decided to check out our podcast.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
You did not come across us by chance. So hang around to the end of the episode, because we are quite sure you will hear something that will help you or someone you know. Mm-hmm. Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. Follow us on social media at We Are She Talks. And don't forget to share our uplifting content with those in your circle. To our regular listeners, thank you so much.
God bless you.
For your support. Head on over to our website, SpreadingHopeEverywhereTalks.com.
Yes.
And let us know if our content has blessed you in any way. Again, we appreciate your support.
Yes.
Now, today we are talking about the importance of our words and what we say. I think we all can agree that at some point in maybe our childhoods, we've heard the saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me."
Yeah, we've heard it.
We've heard it. I think we all have at some point. But we're here to tell you that it's just simply not true. Goop.com, it is a wellness site. And they did an article. It's called "The Scary Power of Negative Words."
Mm-hmm.
Now, science even supports the fact that our words carry energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to Christians, we know that words are spirit, because
mm-hmm.
we believe that you can speak a thing, and if you believe it, it is so.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture even says the power of life and death is in your tongue.
And it also says you'll have what you say.
It says that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
another thing, too, it says, so a man thinketh, so is he,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about it. Thoughts are just unspoken words.
Mm-hmm.
So words carry weight, whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, a scientist, he did a experiment, well, a couple of experiments, where he took water crystals and he spoke negative thoughts, negative words and stuff to the water crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And the water crystals actually changed in their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
They changed to dark colors and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
showing that the cellular level of the water was affected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in our episode, Mental Health Awareness,
mm-hmm.
In our first season, we were talking about negative words and how it affects people,
mm-hmm.
and negative self-talk and stuff like that, mm-hmm. how it can affect people.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out when you get a chance. That was, you know, very informational. But in this experiment, you know, if you think about it, okay, that was just frozen water crystals. So
mm-hmm.
they were able to see it because the water crystallized and they were able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the human body itself is made up of water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can see the effects of it in the water crystals, that it affected the cells negatively.
Mm-hmm.
We're made up of water. If you're speaking negative thoughts, negative words to your body, to yourself, you know, it's going to affect you,
mm-hmm.
the energy in the cells, which then affects the body as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on the daily life, our daily living.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another thing too, if you don't think words affect you, if someone speaks to you negatively, mm-hmm. you can feel it in mm-hmm. your body. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a negative person who enters the room and all they bring is negative talk and negative, you know, emotions and stuff into the room, the whole atmosphere will shift mm-hmm. towards that negativity. Mm-hmm. So what we want to discuss with you guys is we want you to practice watching your words. The scripture says, speak life. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Mm-hmm. So when you speak, you want to make sure you're saying words that's going to uplift you, mm-hmm. not tear you down, mm-hmm. because it negatively affects you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the reason why we are talking about the subject is because when we pay attention to our words and what we say to ourselves and what we speak to others, we know as Christians that God created the world into being by just speaking words.
Yes, he did.
So because he created beings, let's think about when he created Adam, he just spoke Adam into existence. And also Eve at the same time, he said, let us make man in our own image. Mm-hmm. And so Adam and Eve were both created by God's words. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they were word beings, mm-hmm. which meant whatever they spoke, whatever we spoke, whatever we speak, we are creative beings because we were created to be that way, made in God's image mm-hmm. and his likeness, meaning we are supposed to be like our Father. So
that's
God
right.
being our Heavenly Father, you know, what we speak, we are like him. You know, you think about when you see fathers and sons and people or daughters with the mothers or, you know, just family members that look alike or whatever, you know, a lot of times when it's family, if it's a father and a son or whatever, and you're like, oh, he got his ways or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, God is created by his words, created the earth, the light. When he said light, you know, light mm-hmm. came, you know, and so, you know, one thing about it with us, we have to remember too, when we open our mouths, it is a fountain of life.
That's right.
Or it could be a fountain of death. Mm-hmm. We have to choose our words so wisely. We can't be rash to speak because whatever we speak is going to bring forth fruit.
That's right.
Of whatever we speak.
That's right. That's right. And that's why the scripture even talks so much about our words and our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying. Like, for instance, Psalms 34 and 13 says, then keep your tongue from speaking evil mm-hmm. and your lips from telling lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that stuff affects not only you, but affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just you speaking a lie mm-hmm. could negatively affect someone's life. Now, I'm going to mm-hmm. use a powerful example.
Mm-hmm.
Say you see a couple, they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
The man is a very jealous man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go and tell a lie on his woman,
mm-hmm.
you might not realize that she could be getting beat up at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell a lie and it gets back to him,
mm-hmm.
he could go home, beat her so bad, and it kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And then find out later that it was a lie. Maybe because you didn't like her. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. lies can kill.
Mm-hmm. And let's look at also, you know, in a court of law, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to promise or swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because just like in Matthew 12 and 37, it says your words, the words you say will either acquit you or mm-hmm. condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you how much words matter, because if you get on the stand and you lie and perjure yourself and they find out about it, that could mean some life in prison for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could end up causing someone else's life to be affected to either life, you know, how many years in prison, mm-hmm. or they could be acquit, or you could acquit the wrong person, or you could, you know what I'm saying? Or the wrong person get set free, or the right person could be convicted.
That's so right.
Even in a court of law, your words matter, that you speak, that you're speaking truthful words, you're just speaking words that are, that are not words that are meant, like you said, to lie, to mm-hmm. cause an issue or to cover up something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you want to speak life, and no matter what you say, and in speaking life, that means you're speaking the truth.
That's right. That's right. And that's why it's so important for us, where the scripture says, mm-hmm. tame the tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's hard to tame the tongue.
It is. It's very
hard. It's hard to tame the tongue because you need the Holy Spirit.
That's right. You need mm-hmm. him. And see, what, like, for instance, in James 3:3, mm-hmm. it says, When we put bits into the mouths of horses mm-hmm. to make them obey us, mm-hmm. we can turn the whole animal. Mm-hmm. It says, or take ships as an example. Mm-hmm. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered mm-hmm. by a very small rudder. Mm-hmm. So that is to say that our tongue has a lot of power. Mm-hmm. And if you're not careful with the power mm-hmm. of that tongue, it could steer you in a direction that mm-hmm. you can't get yourself out of. Mm-hmm. And you would have to depend on mm-hmm. the Lord to get you out of it. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know, and scripture even tells us that we are to seek God mm-hmm. and his guidance mm-hmm. so he can direct us into what to say and how to say it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not careful, you could say something and then you regret it. Mm-hmm. One thing about words, mm-hmm. once they are spoken, mm-hmm. they cannot be taken back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, even Ephesians 4:29 says, you know, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
Exactly.
But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
That's right.
So in other words, let's think about it. All it takes is for a parent to say something offensive to a child or derogatory to a child that mm-hmm. will just tattoo those words on their brain, and it could affect the course of their life.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, you if you want to aid in success of someone or build others up, then your words that come out of your mouth have to be thought of before you speak them. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. one thing about it, you know, if you just speak what's on your mind, sometimes you can speak something that'll get everybody against you in
That's
seconds.
That's right.
You know, so
That's
all
right.
it takes is one word to get everybody against you. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
That's right.
You know, some stuff is meant to be spoken that is not going to be popular, but it's meant to be said. Mm-hmm. But then there's other things that people don't take thought in, and they'll say it, and then it could destroy their career or someone else's career.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? All it takes is a word.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, in James 3:10, it says, and so blessing and cursing mm-hmm. come pouring out of the same mouth. Mm-hmm. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right.
That's right.
So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means you are not supposed to be going around. One instance, you're tearing people down. Mm-hmm. Then another instance, you are supposed to be lifting people up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pick which one you're going to do.
That's right. That's right.
And see, one thing about it, we as human beings, sometimes we may forget what some people say, mm-hmm. but we never forget how they made us feel. Mm-hmm, now, mm-hmm. see, those words mm-hmm. control how you feel sometimes. Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. if you're not careful, mm-hmm. you could say something to someone, mm-hmm. and on the inside of them, it tears down their self-esteem. Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. might couldn't tell you exactly what it was you said to them mm-hmm. that made them feel so bad about themselves, but mm-hmm. all they know is that energy mm-hmm. on the inside of them made they never forgot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when they see you, they just remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember, those words is what did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not only that, words can leave a lasting stain.
Yes.
Let's think about if someone of a certain race was to holler in a crowd of black people. They say the N-word.
That's right.
That's going to bring back 400 years.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Of hostility and anger, because they're going to be like, you know, that word carries a stain.
Yes.
A stain of slavery and mistreatment of the African race. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but, you know, although they, you know, the young people will use that word amongst themselves, and then it's like they just talking about their friend or whatever. But those of us that are older, when, you know, we hear that word spoken, we know, because that's a dangerous word to use, mm-hmm. because if you're using it in the wrong setting, it's going to set something off, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, words, they carry a lot. It's just like they have definitions. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're speaking the definitions out when you're speaking the words
that's
out.
Right.
So, again, you are still producing mm-hmm. with your words.
And I know some people say, well, we wanted to claim it. We wanted to take it back and claim it. Mm-hmm. Personally, mm-hmm. I have no need to claim that.
No, I don't either.
I don't want you to call
me
that.
No,
I'm not going to call anyone that.
No.
Same with the B word. The
yeah.
B word,
yeah.
to me,
it's
that is a female dog. Mm-hmm. That's what that means to me. And there are women who go around mm-hmm. calling each other, hey B, hey B, hey mm-hmm. B. Mm-hmm. me personally, again, I don't want to be called that. To me, you're calling me out of my name. To me, you're calling me a female dog when you call me that. I don't see that as a term of endearment. But to each his own. But again, words have power.
And why not call, you know, another female queen? You know what I'm saying? Speak life over their life. You know, you think about, you see young parents, and it's happened before, you know, even through the years, where you will say, oh, your child is so cute. And they'll be like, oh, she bad. Oh, he bad. And it's like, you're prophesying over your child's life before they even get started. You're calling them bad. Or, you know, even if they are very, you know, out there, you know, way, and you're just like, I just need them to just act better. You know, you know, still think of something to say to speak life over them, like, oh, they're gonna, you know, they got a great future ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
You might can't speak to right now anything positive, but you can speak to that person's future, that child's future, that, oh, they have a great future ahead of them. You know, my child, you know, God has great things for my child to do, you know, because, you know, like you said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, you know, you want to be a tree of life, you know, and speak life, and not speak anything that's going to crush the spirit, as the scripture says. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes spirit. You don't want to do nothing, speak nothing that's going to crush someone's spirit.
That's right.
And you don't want to speak nothing over someone's life that is going to be derogatory, that lead them down the wrong path, because they're listening.
That's right.
And so they, you know, we have to be careful about that.
And also, you don't want to do that to yourself.
You
know, a lot of people, a lot of times we neglect ourselves, and we'll say negative things about ourselves to ourselves, or we'll think those negative things. And then we're looking at our life and we're wondering, now why is this happening? Look back at what you said to yourself. Look back at the words you've spoken. Have you spoken, you know, negative things over your life? Could that be why your self-esteem is low? Could that be why you feel hateful on the inside? It's because you went around saying that you were a hateful person. You know, there are some people, you know, they go around saying, well, I know I'm an angry person. Don't call yourself an angry person, even if you're dealing with anger issues. Because one thing about Jesus, through Jesus, he can help you with your anger issues.
And I know I've done that in the past. You know, I've either compared myself to someone else or spoke about anger issues that, you know, I had. You know, I did that in the past, you know, and I used to belittle myself, or feel like I wasn't smart enough for certain things, or maybe not pretty enough or something. You know, I can remember doing that a lot. But when I start building myself up with my words, then I could hold my head up higher. But for a lot of years, I was walking my head held down, looking down, because, you know, I felt that way. I felt, you know, a misery for not feeling good enough. Always, and that came from childhood, of not feeling good enough. So I just carried it into adulthood. But it all started with words that I heard from someone of, you know, influence in my life that spoke something negative to me or called me something negative. You know, and, you know, I can say, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that. You know, my dad called, you know, me, you know, several names when I was young that was very negative. I don't want to say, you know, what it was, but, you know, it was negative enough to put a stain on me, to me to start questioning myself over the years. Whenever I felt like I failed at something, I thought of those words that he spoke to me as a child, and thought, maybe I am that, you know. And so that's why it's so important that what you speak over yourself and what you speak to your children be words of affirmation, words that lift up, build up, not words that tear down, because those words that tear down can just stain and just be carried with a person through their life until they learn better that you can speak that. I am not that negative thing that someone called me. I am, you know, I'm better than that. God made me for something great. God made me wonderfully. I'm wonderfully made, you know. So, you know, we're still growing. I'm still growing myself, you know, and building myself up with my words and, you know, how to speak. But one thing I try to do with my daughter is that I try to build her up all the time. Tell her that she's beautiful. Tell her that she's smart. Tell her that she's going to do great things in life. And I believe that what I'm telling her is the truth.
That's right.
So, but I'm not only am I influencing her with the positive, you know, I'm trying to pass along to her that, you know, if she decide one day to get married, have children of her own, that I want to pass along to her to build your child up. Tell them that they're beautiful. Tell them they can do it, that they're, you know, important, that they going to do important, that their work is, you know, fantastic, you know, or, you know, not, to me, it's not a lie. as the truth I'm speaking. I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm seeing all the good, and I'm trying to continue to affirm that to her so that she can pass those words on to her children to build them up. Because all it takes is one person to, you know, to build you up, to make you feel like you can do it. And yes. all it takes is one person to tear you down, to make you feel like you can't do it.
That's right.
So why not be the person that builds up?
That's right. That's right. And you know, Lady V, Dr. Phil talked about that as mm-hmm. well, you know, mm-hmm. how the words that parents speak to their children mm-hmm. are very lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times it was that generation,
mm-hmm.
you know, our parents' generation,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of the fathers, they didn't speak loving, kind words mm-hmm. to their children,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about other races, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you were to ask a lot of African Americans, people about our age range, because we're Gen X,
mm-hmm.
if you were to ask him, they could probably tell you that their fathers were, you know, they were distant, or mm-hmm. they weren't very lovey-dovey, or mm-hmm. you know, spoke positive words or anything like mm-hmm. that, you know. But that's what I give to a lot of the young fathers now that we've seen, like even on social media,
mm-hmm.
where they're teaching their little girls, mm-hmm. you know, those positive affirmations and mantras, mm-hmm. and teaching their little girls to say that they're smart, they're mm-hmm. beautiful, you know, that they could do anything, you know,
yeah.
and stuff like that. It is so cute, you mm-hmm. know, and not only with their girls, but boys need that as well.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
need to hear mm-hmm. from their, especially their father,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you're a strong young man. You're going to go grow up to be great. You're going to mm-hmm. do great things, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear stupid, dummy, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Those words carry a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you say that to a child mm-hmm. and they hear that
mm-hmm.
continuously mm-hmm. throughout their childhood, they're going to believe that, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important that even when they're young,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they first start into even babies, period,
mm-hmm.
they can sense the energy mm-hmm. of a person, the words
oh, yeah.
of a person. They can sense, they might not know what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but they feel the energy behind what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are saying, okay, now she's getting over into new age stuff. No, I'm not talking about new age stuff,
mm-hmm.
because our cells, our body mm-hmm. is networks of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, you can feel like you were shocks in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So our words carry weight.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever want to use our words as weapons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people, they can cut you with their words right mm-hmm. on down to the bone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see, you don't want to do that. And mm-hmm. if you've had problems doing that, if you were like, well, I'll cut you real good. I cut you with my words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do that,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it could leave a lasting impression.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people who said negative things to a person and they went right out and killed themselves
mm-hmm.
because of what someone said to them.
Mm-hmm. Just like it was on the news about some I think months back, where it was a young man who his girlfriend must have broke up with him or whatever, and she was texting to him to go kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he did just that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and her words impacted him so much that he was in such a fragile state that he mm-hmm. did what she told him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the sad part about that is she could have used words saying, listen, it's not working out for us, but I do believe you got somebody better out there fitted for you.
Right.
Will make you a whole lot happier than me.
Right.
Know? She could have said something like that, or said like that, we just ain't meant to, it's gotta be better people out there for each of us, not because you're bad or I'm bad, but just because maybe we just don't fit. We don't have the same, we don't share the same likes, or, you know, something like that. Something encouraging, say it's gonna work out for you. It's like it's gonna mm-hmm. work out for me, you know. We just gotta, you know, just accept that sometimes in life, you know, we just meant to walk a path with someone else gonna do, because whatever we meant to do, we meant to do something great.
Right.
So let's stay, you know, stay in line, or admit when we know something is not working, and,
yeah.
and just admit maybe it's because we were meant to work with someone else
yes.
better.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of doing something like that, because I know when breakups can be hard for people to know how to say stuff, but
mm-hmm.
To tell someone to go kill themselves, that's a hard way to go to someone who is emotionally vested in you, and
right.
then they've already done shake their world around you, and then mm-hmm. you just tore their world apart by showing them that you don't matter to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really need to not take light the words we speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm speaking to myself too, uh-huh. because, you know, I make the mistake myself sometimes too, and say stuff and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said it. Let me retract and say this, you know, because, you know, it does matter what we say.
Mm-hmm. It does, you know, and I can think of the story in the scripture where Peter, mm-hmm. denied Jesus 3 times. Mm-hmm. He denied him. They were like, do you know him? No, I don't know him. Do you mm-hmm. know him? No, I don't know him. The last time I know that he was cussing, I don't know him. Uh-huh. So then when Jesus uh-huh. rose and he came back and everything, mm-hmm. and they saw him and everything, and he said, go tell the disciples and Peter, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, that I've risen. Mm-hmm. So when he did finally get before him or Peter, when they were finally together, mm-hmm. he kept saying, Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. I love mm-hmm. you. He said, Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, I love you. Now, a little bit of time. Then the last time he said, Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. And Peter was like, you know, I had been thinking, why he keep asking me, do I love him? For mm-hmm. yes, Lord, I love you.
Mm-hmm. But something that you notice, like you just said, when you said the scripture, he said, go tell disciples and Peter. Mm-hmm. He had to distinctly say Peter's name, because mm-hmm. think about it. Peter denying him 3 times. Peter could have felt in his hell, he ain't gonna never want to see me. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So he specifically, purposely said, and Peter. Uh-huh. Because they could have went and told the disciples, hey, Jesus said for y'all, come on here and meet him here. Mm-hmm. And Peter could be like, well, I know I better not go, because mm-hmm. I ain't really lived up to that title of disciple. Mm-hmm. Wherein Jesus was like, tell the disciples and Peter, meaning make sure Peter come too.
That's right.
You know, and because I want to see him. But his name needed to be said, mm-hmm. because it needed to be specific that he was not just calling just anybody. He was right. calling them and him.
Yeah.
He was like, I want you to come too. You know, mm-hmm. tell him to come too, because it made a difference, because like you said, he denied him those 3 times with his words, and then mm-hmm. Jesus had to get him to speak the right thing out of his mouth by saying, I love you, I love you. Yes, Lord, you know I love you, mm-hmm. because he needed to know, you messed up. But guess what? You can change that around. You yes. said the wrong thing, but you can change it around and say mm-hmm. the right thing. You can always go back and re-speak and rebuke what you said
exactly.
before.
That's pull my
it back,
point.
Pull mm-hmm. it back out the atmosphere by saying the right thing, and then you good.
That's
you good.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there have been, I don't know about you guys, but I know there have been times when I said something, and I'm mm-hmm. like, well, I ain't mean to say that. Mm-hmm. So then I corrected myself. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. Some words I can't say is I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I try my best not to say that, mm-hmm. because I don't want to speak that onto myself that mm-hmm. I can't mm-hmm. do something. Mm-hmm. I want to say I can try. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just changing those words, like mm-hmm. little subtle things like, well, I can't do that. Well, mm-hmm. well, you know, I can attempt. You mm-hmm. know, I'm going to try, because you might surprise yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know also, you know, this applies to every area of life. Mm-hmm. Speaking negatively mm-hmm. about what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, today is going to be a bad day. Don't mm-hmm. say that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Get up in the morning and say, you know what, Lord? Today's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And although we know we're going to go through ups and downs, we're going to uh-huh. have some days that aren't too great. But the way to get through a day is not to rehearse how bad it is.
That's right.
But is to keep speaking that something better is going to happen.
That's right.
So this, like you said, today's going to be a great day. So you're just like, you're speaking today, it's going to turn out good. But at some point, it's going to turn out good.
Right,
at some point,
right.
it's going to turn around. You know, and I go back to how, you know, you and I noticed that whenever we have a particular driver taking us somewhere mm-hmm. and, you know, they are used to certain people being negative
uh-huh.
In the vehicle, that when we get in there and we're just talking about the Lord, just laughing, talking about different things and life going on in life, you know, the driver's like, they get such joy out of our presence of being in there, because mm-hmm. we're not there just being ho-hum, you know what I'm
yes.
saying? Not meaning that our day, we could not be feeling some type of way in that day, but we're just choosing to just speak, you know, things that are uplifting so that, you know, we're not dragging nobody else down by speaking about, you know, what we may feel about a certain thing, or we may have felt some type of way, or somebody might have said something, you know, try to keep that contained, because even in scripture, it speaks about, you know, casting down those thoughts, negative thoughts, because like you said, thoughts can produce words.
Yeah.
And those words come out of your thoughts, and you got to be careful that you're not releasing that negativity. And let's look at also with how it impacts our health. You know, because we knew a man back in there was a friend of our father's that he worked with, that as soon as he got the diagnosis of cancer, he would go in like a month. I don't know, the doctor told him you got 6 weeks to live or what, but as soon as he got that diagnosis, he was gone immediately. But we know that our spiritual mother, Reverend Carolyn Horton, you know, she had diagnosis of 4 different cancers at different times in the course of what, 20 some years, and she kept telling the doctor, oh, I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. And the doctor would look at her, she would say like she was crazy, but each time she came out of it, she came out of the cancer. The only time she left was when she was ready to leave, and she told us, I'm putting my travel shoes on, I'm going to meet Jesus.
That's what
then
she said.
She left. It wasn't because of a diagnosis, because she went through over 20 years of being diagnosed with 4 different cancers. So you know, her thought when she heard that cancer diagnosis, you know, I'm not going to say that she didn't think, oh, wow. But she didn't speak it. She just said, well, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed.
That's what
she just
said.
Chose to speak what she believed. And because of that, it lasted her life. Her life was, you know, was extended. You know, it was extended.
And people, when she would go to get her treatments and stuff, you know, she said she was determined. She was going to be bubbly and everything. And they would look at her like she was crazy.
But yeah.
But she said that she was just determined. She was not going to get in a negative mindset. She said she was not going to speak negative words on her. She knew the seriousness of what the diagnosis was.
Yes, she did.
But Jesus is the healer. And she says she was determined that facts may have said she had cancer, but truth said by his stripes she was healed. And that's what she stood on. You know, even our sister, she was in the hospital, and you know, the doctors told Lady V and our parents that her organs were shutting down, and that we needed to make funeral arrangements and all that stuff. But when Lady V and our father and the doctors said that to them, they did not come in agreement with that. They did not say, well, oh God, her organs are shutting down. Instead, they was like, okay, God, you got this.
I remember when it was a cleaning lady in the, you know, that she I think she overheard what the doctor said, that it wasn't looking good, that, you know, our sister's organs and everything was shutting down. It was, you know, the nurse was talking about it and everything. And she was like, is everything okay? And I was like, everything's fine. You know what I'm saying? So she probably thought, I just heard them say everything looking bad. And I'm like, her sister died. And she said, everything's fine. But I refuse. We refuse to give in to fear.
Right.
Because, again, fear is a word too. False evidence appearing real.
That's right.
You know, we could change that situation around if we begin not rehearsing what is right in front of us, but rehearsing the truth of what the Word of God says. Because even the Word of God says, speak those things that be not as though they were.
That's right.
So God is essentially saying, you may see your situation, it may look grim, you may have just got a bad diagnosis, you may have just been told by a doctor, this ain't looking good for your loved one. But if you are true, if you believe God, you believe His Word, you have faith in Jesus, you're going to speak what the Word says, and you're going to allow God to do what only He can do.
That's right.
And however God chooses to turn the situation around, however He does, we can say, God, I'm gonna trust you.
That's right.
I put this, all this is in your hands. I'm taking it out of my hands. I'm not about to pronounce something wrong over my loved one if you're saying they shall live and not die.
That's right.
You know, so that's why we have to be so careful what we say. Now, I'm not saying that we haven't seen some people go on and be with the Lord, that leave him from a diagnosis of cancer. We have seen that. We had a wonderful mentor. Her name was Miss Jackie. And she was such, you know, she loved the Lord and everything.
She did.
And she battled with cancer as well. And she kept speaking life too. And then finally, when she, you know, we didn't realize how serious it was, because she was always so bubbly.
That's
and
right.
You never saw her look like she had a round day. But when she finally decided she was going to go, she let her niece know, okay, she made all the arrangements for herself, for her friend arrangements for herself. Mm-hmm. And she told her niece that she'll be gone, you know, by the weekend. And she was gone. She left when she said that's she was right. going to leave.
That's
so
right.
again, some people do leave, but she chose that this she was going to go ahead on and leave. Mm-hmm. She chose. I don't believe it was that she was allowing the counselor to take out because we have seen her come through and be healed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, the word of God says life and death is in the power of your tongue.
That's right.
What are you going to believe? You're going to believe what you speak out of your mouth. So why not speak the word of God out of your mouth and speak life into your situation? Let God's word guide you. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're speaking the word of God. We are lighting our path of which way we're going to go. Mm-hmm. If we're going to go the direction of death, then we're going to be speaking words of death. We want to go the direction of life. Then God's going to lead us into the word of life.
That's right.
You know? So, you know, whatever word we speak, let it be words that will be meaningful, that will be useful to your building up and not your tearing down.
And again, we are creative beings.
Mm-hmm.
God made us in his image and in his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying earlier, Lady V, that in Genesis 1, he said, let there be, and there was.
And it was.
Let there be light. There was light. Everything he said, let there be, he spoke it, and it was. Now, the problem now with us as human beings is we say a lot of frivolous things.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind don't know what we mean. It don't know if we being serious or we joking. A lot of times, oh, you killing me. You know, your mind is like, okay, what's the deal? You know, what am I supposed to do? So that's why now it's almost like human beings don't just speak certain things, because if you've been saying a lot of stuff that you don't mean, your mind is basically confused. Now, do she really want me to do that? Or is that what she really want to happen or not? So that's why it's so important to watch our words.
Yeah.
And spread hope challenge for this particular episode is pay attention to what you are saying.
Just
examine what you are saying and then look at your life. And if things are not lining up the way you want, pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. Don't allow, if you can help it, don't allow negative words to come out of your mouth towards yourself or towards others. Use your words to give life, not death.
And so the next time, you know, that we speak, you know, let's consider being mindful of what we say and how we say it. And remember that our words can influence and our words can produce. So let's be a tree of life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, first and foremost, for Jesus being our Lord and Savior. And we thank you that he's the Savior of the world.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you that you have given us your words so that we will know how to speak prosperity and change in our lives and the lives of others.
Yes.
We pray, Father God, that all that are listening, God, that they will tame their tongues with your word, God, and that they will continue to have an ear to hear you as you teach us and teach them, Lord God, what we should say, God, and how we should say. We thank you, God. We know there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. We pray that we will know that when that time to speak is, that we will speak those words that are life-giving, God.
Yes.
And on today, we speak life-giving words to our hearers, God, that they will, Lord God, will seek you all the more, God, that they will have hearts open, God, to obey and yield to your leading, God. And we thank you, Father God, that their lives are blessed, God, and full, God, abundant and prosperous. That, God, that they are set and destined for good things, God, because your plans for them are good. We thank you, you are working in them and through them and in their certain situations, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you have the final say, God. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God. And we thank you, Father God, that as you work through each of our lives, God, we thank you, Father God, that you will get all the glory, honor, and praise, God, and that we will use our words to give you praises, God, to lift you up, to build up the name of Jesus. And thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to have your word as you sent your word, your son who became flesh, God, and dwelt among us, God, to bring us the salvation that we so desperately needed, God. And as you have reconciled us to you through your son, Jesus, in our having faith in him, we thank you, God, that and on today that we can say, God, we are the children of God. We are the righteousness in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that it is your words we put in our mouths, Lord God, that you have placed upon our hearts to speak abundantly, God, that we believe, God, that Jesus is Lord. And we thank you, God, for that revelation through your word. And we thank you for the abundant blessing on the hearers, that this will not be the end, that they will hear our voices, Lord God, because you will continue to speak through us, to speak to them.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father God, they will hear just what they need to hear from you, God.
Yes.
So in that, we thank you, and we end this saying, God, we know the best is yet to come.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to SpreadingHopeEverywhereTalks.com/S2E8. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.